Hare Krishna. Here we are reporting in from Istanbul and doing it briefly because our internet is very slow when it comes to uploading anything. I tried to upload yesterday's class and after 2 hours it just disconnected, and that was only a small part of what we're trying to send away. So this is also going to be a short report. Hopefully we'll be able to put it up, and then other things like more lectures and pictures will load them when I get to Hungary, get back to Hungary on Monday or Tuesday. Yesterday night we had a nice program at our center, and Nrisimha Krishna Prabhu and his wife, who are heading up the preaching here, they've moved to this area where our center is, which is downtown Istanbul. Well, that is somewhere downtown Istanbul, because downtown Istanbul is a huge place, and very close, just a 20-minute walk. This is very convenient, with very good facilities. They have a nice 2-bedroom rooftop apartment, which would be very good for visiting preachers, that is sort of quite integral to help with the training and preaching here. Bhajan Raima is just coming for a week, and later on also Naranjan Swami Maharaj is coming, and preaching is really sort of picking up momentum. I think it's sort of gotten to the stage of getting that type of momentum where things are really having building their own pace. In other words, that there are enough committed devotees and serious devotees that they have an automatic effect on the guests who come. It doesn't become the burden of just one or two. That in turn inspires people to chant and to hear, and even to participate in donating for the support of the center. It's a cultured place. Of course, it's Islam culture, and the people are very cultured, and the quality of people who are coming to visit taking part is also very good, very nice. I mean, I've mentioned that before. For instance, in England, the average English person, I wouldn't say, is in the top rung of the cultural class of the world. Of course, there's the aristocracy and so on, but and in Europe, generally people are, in my opinion, a little more cultured, and Hungary also. But here, the average person is also little further on. I won't say what the culture is, but at least they are sort of a little more further steeped in tradition. And of course, in more conservative parts of the country, or in more conservative countries, then the culture is even stronger, because culture is a important role in molding people. And when there's no culture, or where materialism is the culture, well, that's what they get molded to. Not that there's no materialism here, there's plenty of it. It's a very sort of Western-like place. But still, you can hear hamas, you can hear prayers broadcast all throughout the city on loudspeakers. And there's always a mosque somewhere nearby. So, we'll be having times every evening and maybe tomorrow morning. And then we're also planning in September, like we had last year, to have our Nam Hara camp. This year, it's even better facilities than last year, and accommodate more people. Hopefully, people will also be inspired here to participate in 5-day festival, and we'll have some other guests and seminars, programs, gives everyone a taste of what full-time devotional service is actually about. Anyway, could talk more, but I don't think I should. Who knows if I can even send this off, but we'll try and report further tomorrow. Hare Krishna.